of Ex-Lax present Strange as It Seems. As fantastic and as colorful as the tales in the Arabian Nights are the strange stories from all times and all countries which are presented to you twice each week by the makers of Ex-Lax, the original chocolated laxative. The chances are that you know about Ex-Lax, that you have a box in your medicine chest at this moment, because Ex-Lax is overwhelmingly the world's favorite laxative. It outsells every other brand by a very wide and generous margin. In America alone, more than 46 million boxes of Ex-Lax were used last year. If, however, you're one of the few people who doesn't know about Ex-Lax, may we suggest that you try it the next time you need a laxative? You will find it so mild and gentle that you will hardly know you have taken a laxative. And yet, for all its mildness, Ex-Lax is completely effective. And it's a joy to take, since it tastes like the finest, most delicious chocolate. Once you have tried Ex-Lax, we believe no other laxative will ever do for you again. It is equally good for every member of the family. And it is very inexpensive, too. Just 10 cents a box at any drugstore. The Baby Spy. Paris, during the French Revolution, was unhealthy for aristocrats. One of the most dangerous occupations was rescuing unfortunate noblemen from the merciless revolutionary tribunal. So far, Philippe, Duke of Orléans, has been safe. He has been a friend of the common people. But danger threatens Philippe. His friend, an English woman, Mrs. Grace Elliott, meets him in his chateau.
Philippe, if the people find out that you are spiriting aristocrats out of France, you will go to the guillotine the next day.
I know. I must risk that.
But how can you continue to be a friend of these heartless wild beasts? These common people.
For centuries, my own ancestors have trodden on the peasants. If they act like wild beasts, perhaps we nobles are responsible.
Then why are you saving these very nobles you despise?
Because they also are my friends.
Oh, Philippe.
I cannot stand by and see the companions of my boyhood lose their heads.
Then you are determined to go through with this latest plan? I cannot stop you?
I'm sorry, my dear. I must try to save the Count of Chansonnette from the guillotine.
But how are you going to pass through the gates of Paris?
Ah, very simple. Let me introduce my assistant. That is my signal for Richebourg.
Who is Richebourg?
An old servant. He has been with our family for over 60 years. Ah, here he comes.
You called me, Your Highness?
Yes. Grace, this is Richebourg.
Oh. Why, how do you do?
My dear, although Richebourg is only 23 inches tall, he has the heart of a lion.
What do you want me to do, Your Highness?
Tomorrow morning at dawn, we enter Paris.
The, same disguise as usual, Your Highness?
Yes, Richebourg. Make yourself ready.
Yes, very well, Your Highness. At dawn, I will be ready.
Philippe, what good can that dwarf do? He will only attract attention.
Ah, tomorrow morning, when Richebourg and I pass through the gates of Paris, no one will recognize the Duke of Orléans and his tiny servant, 23 inches tall.
The gates of Paris. Peasants milling about. Revolutionary soldiers standing guard, alert for aristocrats. One false move, and a bayonet stabs against your chest.
Out of the way, woman! Out of the way! My cart can't pass you!
Would you run down a woman with a baby in her arm?
Baby? I beg pardon. I bow to the mothers of good peasant brats. Let me see it.
Just a look. He's asleep.
Ah, only a good peasant has such thick hair when he's a baby. Woochie, 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 woochie. Can't I see the little one's face?
No, you can't. He's been crying all the morning. He's asleep, and I don't want to wake him.
All right, woman. By the gods, if it weren't for that baby, I'd swear that you were some aristocrat. You're so tall and proud. But aristocrats don't have children like that. Oh, no.
This child will never lose his head.
No. And listen, woman, you must be tired. Where are you going?
I'm going to the Tuileries to watch the trial of the Count of Chansonnet.
Ah, the filthy aristocrat. I'd like to see him guillotined. I'll take you there. Come, you can ride in my car.
Oh, thank you, citizen. Thank you.
You hop in the back there. There's just room for a mother and child. The straw will be easy for the baby. Tell me if it's too bumpy.
Just a minute. Now, ready, citizen. Drive on.
All right. Get up there. Get up there. Get up. Get up there.
Richebourg.
Yes. Your Highness?
We'll be on time. This peasant has saved the life of the Count of Chansonnet, if he but knew it.
Yes, it will be a simple thing for you to leave me asleep in a convenient corner.
You have the letter?
Yes, under all these hot baby clothes.
Good. Now we'd better fall back in our disguises, Richebourg. You never know about these peasants.
Yes, that's right, Your Highness.
Here is a lullaby for you, Richebourg, my child.
Dormez-vous, mon enfant, des âges sont dans vos yeux.
Strange as it seems, Richebourg, a dwarf 23 inches tall, was servant to the Orléans family. He played the part of a baby many times during the French Revolution, smuggling messages to doomed aristocrats. Richebourg lived to be 90 years old. History's Man of Mystery. An obscure navigator by the name of Christopher Columbus reaches the island of San Salvador. After weary months begging for money to make his voyage, after weeks spent on a tossing sea with terrified sailors, he has reached his goal. He sets foot on the new land and raises the cross. His sailors fall at his feet and kiss the ground in reverence. So it was that America was discovered. At least that is what we have been told. Since 1492, stories have kept cropping up, disproving first one, then another of the romantic legends surrounding the great navigator. Now we wonder, if we believe one historian's account, why not believe another? If we believe all of them, Columbus becomes history's man of mystery. Here is an incident told in good faith by a well-known historian. One night a storm rages outside the modest home of Columbus in Genoa. He is still a young man and has not yet thought of the magic land of India. There is a knock at the door.
Open the door. Open the door in the name of God.
Who are you?
I am a sailor. Open the door.
Very well. Here, let me help you. Come to the fire, it will warm.
Oh, wine, wine, give me wine.
There, lie here down before the fire. Oh. I'll pour you some wine.
Where am I? Who are you?
Here, drink the wine first. Dio mio, you are raging with fever.
Who are you? What is this place?
My name is Columbus. This is my house.
Oh, I've been walking in the storm for 2 days. I lost my way yesterday. I had no money. Nobody would let me stay because I could not pay. Oh, don't turn me out in the night. Don't turn me out. I won't live much longer.
There now. Don't try to talk.
Oh, I must tell somebody. I must.
Was your ship wrecked?
I cannot remember. It seems so long ago. Oh, I cannot breathe. Wine. Wine.
Now try and remember what happened. I must notify your ship. What is your name?
I do not know.
You don't?
All I know is I've wandered far. I've seen lands no other man has seen. I have maps and charts that will make men mad with desire. I know where all the wealth in the world is hidden. I...
Quick, lie back. You will choke to death.
Oh, Tiger. I don't mind. You must go on. You must go on where I left off.
I must get a priest.
Priest, no. No time for that now. Under my tunic, the maps, charts. Take them. They are yours.
Take this man, O God, to your bosom.
I give them.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Remember.
Amen.
Charts. Maps.
Poor fellow. Gone at last. Well, I'd better lay him down on the couch. Oh, yes, the charts, the maps. Well, I'd best take them as he said. A new land, he said. All the wealth of the world. I wonder.
Such is one historian's account of the real reason why Columbus decided to look for the land of India. Strange as it seems, nobody knows where Christopher Columbus was born nor where he lived, his real nationality, nor his language. Historians are not even sure that he discovered America, or who put up the money for his first voyage. Neither do they definitely know to whom he was married, how long he lived, nor when he was finally buried. Here is one discovery about which there can be no doubt. Millions of people all over the world have made the pleasant discovery that they don't have to take something harsh or disagreeable when they need a laxative. They have found out that taking a laxative can be a treat and not an ordeal. That's why more than 46 million boxes of X-Lax were used in America alone last year, because X-Lax is delightful to take. It tastes like the finest, most delicious chocolate. Then, too, it is so mild and so gentle that you hardly know you have taken a laxative. Yet, for all its mildness, X-Lax is thoroughly and completely effective. Everyone needs a laxative at times, and when you do, won't you try X-Lax and discover for yourself how good, how pleasant it is, and how inexpensive, too. It is only 10 cents a box at any drugstore. You have always read that Cinderella's slipper was made of glass. Well, now you will learn the real truth of Cinderella and her slipper. It was not made of glass, but of... Listen in to our next broadcast. You will also hear the astounding story of the man whose life was saved by a cat. You have just heard Strange as It Seems by John Hicks, directed by Cyril Armbrister. Nearsighted people wear reducing glasses.